Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
Okay, hello, hello, hello. I am, oh my goodness, I've been sitting here just talking for the first 10 minutes of this show, and I was not even on air. Lord have mercy. Okay, so moving forward, welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass with So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. I just want to take the time out to say welcome. I'm so excited about today. Just going to have to start from square one. I just lost my call. We're going to start from square one. And I really do get aggravated sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive me. We have to do more than one thing at a time. And sometimes running your own show the whole time, it can be a little stressful. So we're going to keep it moving, though. Just glad to be able to share with you guys today and grow with you guys today, because there's a lot happening, there's a lot going on in the world, and I want to be a part of giving you the training, those of you who have chosen to do your own businesses at the house. And I hate I did not record, did not have my phone on record, but I'm here to help you move forward, I'm here to help you grow, and I'm here to help you move to your next. I'm here to help you.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
All right. Now. Okay. Got feedback. For some reason, it was not recording. Okay. We're having all kinds of technical difficulties today. It's okay. We're going to fix it. It's going to work out. It's going to work out just fine. But anyway, welcome to the show, and the name of the show today is What Are You Doing? What are you doing? Are you moving forward? Are you growing? Are you doing the things that you're supposed to be doing in order to enhance your business, in order to move you to your next? You know, what are you doing? Are you looking backwards instead of forward? Are you moving forward in this year with your to-do list? Are you focused on someone that did something to you, said something to you back in 1903, and you can't get past it? You know what? There may be actually some people who were in 1903, so we can't use that one. But anyway, you looking back so far that, you know, it doesn't, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. Your pain is important, but we don't need to emphasize it when we're trying to grow to our next, when we're trying to move and teach our children, our young adults, we're trying to promote on our jobs, we're moving and enhancing ourselves, and we're polishing our skills and our gifts so that we can move forward to our greater, our next, our big next. And I know God has something in store for each and every one of you listening in. And today, I'm going to see if we can help you move to do that, okay? So are you moving forward, or are you focused on looking back? And if the answer is no on moving forward, look in the mirror. Here at So Real, we look in the mirror. We examine who we are. We don't worry about what somebody else did, when they did it, and how they did it. What we do is we focus on what are we going to do about the situation we're in now. Okay, as adults, as young adults, it is time to shake it off and move on. Okay, let's shake it off and let's move on. How can you learn from this? How can you learn from this? How can you help someone else to not experience some of the things that you've gone through in your ministry, in your business, in your family, in your workplace. I know I have experienced a lot of negativity. I've had to follow the policies and procedures, ladies and gentlemen. There was a situation where, you know, I had to go up against a manager and a coworker, and I was a key carrier, and I was getting it left and right from one of our younger employees because we were friends with the manager, so they felt like they could do whatever they wanted to do. And the situation was really, really tough for me because being a woman of color, you know, I don't like calling that race card, and you really try to keep yourself in check with it. And it was a situation going on with that. You know, it was really, really hard. But it came down to where I had to call corporate. I had to make the call and make the decision to just say, okay, I've got to call corporate. I've got to get somebody else in on this. And so I had them to look at the clock and look at the cameras, go back and play the playback. I gave them dates. I gave them time to check everything out versus what was being said. I got sent home. I actually was fired. And so I wasn't going to stand by and just be fired, and it wasn't my fault. I wasn't going to accept that because that went bad on my work record, and it wasn't something that I wanted to have written down, that I just gave in, because who was to say that this would have happened with someone who comes behind me, and maybe that situation wouldn't have been handled professionally. It could have gone very, 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 very badly. But I ended up getting corporate on it, and, of course, my regional manager came through and looked at the documents, didn't tell them, my manager, that they were coming, and reviewed it, saw that I was telling the truth, and I was emailing them back and forward, and I was still at the house, and they disciplined the manager by, you know, relieving her because there was a bad situation that went with that. You terminated someone unjustly, and it really could have gone I really could have been the owner of that company, but, you know, that wasn't my intent. All I want is for things to go right, and you tell us that we're not going to be retaliated against. You tell us that, you know, we're not going to end up in any type of situations that are stressful, but that's so not true. Because if you're left in that environment, they're going to go back to corporate. But they dealt with the situation. The manager ended up getting fired, and I ended up there, but it was so hard to remain there. I ended up leaving anyway. So I looked for another job. I found another job. Of course, they were like, do you want to relocate? But I had small kids at the time. So I could take that situation and really kind of run with it. And I really could have taken it to some places that really wouldn't have been any good for anyone, not even myself, because I would have blackballed myself. No one would want to have hired me knowing that I would be willing to make those steps. But you need to understand that there are lines that don't need to be crossed. There are laws that don't need to be broken, and you have to follow those rules no matter who you're friends with. And that's why you need to be careful with the work relationship versus your personal relationship. That's why a lot of jobs tell you they don't like dating in the workplace because it can get so ugly, which we can see with all these TV shows, Scandal and Grey's Anatomy. You know, you got all these situations with individuals tying themselves to people that they shouldn't. You know, you just should not connect yourself with someone that's not yours, first of all. But it can create such a tight and stressful environment for not just you, but those who are trying to work for you. They're doing it the right way. They're working and busting their butt, and they're staying late to cover you because you all sneaking around with the boss, and, you know, the boss is letting you come in late, and, you know, you getting bonuses that you shouldn't be getting because the person actually did the work for them. So these are things that I can relate to. So don't think that I'm sitting here just telling you to do right and I haven't experienced some wrongness. I've had some things go on in a workplace I had where I was dealing with racism very, very badly and being called names, being placed in a position where I was cursed at because I was following my steps, but because there was friendships and relationships and seniority, it was really a tough spot to be in. But I was doing things according to the will of God, but also where they tell us, you know, follow the protocol. And I was trying my best to do that, but the higher up was the owner, and it was just no saying that this person was doing some of these things. So you have to get to a place where you have to cover your own self, which, you know, management knows. They know, and that in a small town, in a small environment, people know who they're working with. They know who they're working with. But if you're expecting other people to be able to be productive in what they're doing, you're going to have to give them some room somewhere to be able to do their job. So you have to tell that person who's in the wrong. Those of you who own businesses or you're in management, don't take advantage of the people who are right. Don't take advantage of those who are coming. Don't be yelling. This is something I always get upset with. When you're yelling at the ones who are there, don't fuss at the ones who are there and talking bad to the ones who are there. Pull the ones who are not coming to work, who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, who are pushing their work off on someone else. Get those individuals in a meeting and talk to them. You know, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. You don't want to get to the place where you are continually placing yourself in an environment that's not healthy. Okay, you don't ever want to get to that position. So be excited about, you know, what's going on in your life. Be excited about your forward, your future, by working on you and your to-do list. I know I've got 15 minutes, not even that long, but I was talking for about 7 or 8 minutes in the beginning and didn't get any of it, so I had to backtrack. And I'm hoping that I conveyed what I did earlier because I lost my train of thought because I realized I was not on the air. But anyway, we're going to continue to press forward. And let's go down the line of no matter what it is that you're doing, your dreams, your passions, be willing to do the work. Be willing to work hard. Be willing to be honest, to be steadfast, and to be faithful in what it is that you're doing. Respect those who are above you. But those who are in management, respect those who are working. They're the ones that are keeping you stable. Even in these home-based businesses, a lot of people call them pyramid schemes. But everyone has the ability to make the money. I'm just going to keep it real. I've worked in network marketing, and I do understand the frustration can be there. You're doing the work. You're trying to get things done, but it seems like the people at the top are getting all the money, and you're not making anything. I do understand that. That's why you should do your due diligence in researching, learn the compensation plans. See how. Don't just listen to somebody telling you how to make the money, but go in and look at it for yourself. And just see if it's something that you can do. And if it's not, then keep it moving. Just tell them, you know what, I'm on pass, but I have been looking for this product or this service, and I'll get it from you. I'll be your customer. I'm going to stick to doing what I'm doing, okay? Polish your own craft. Build your own passions and your own dreams. And what is it that you will be willing to sacrifice in doing? You know, maybe you're great at keeping kids. You know, a lot of people think babysitting is anybody can babysit. I'm just put it out there. Anybody can babysit. But to have someone who cares for your child, to be in the child care business, you've got development skills, you've got person skills, people skills, you know how to talk to a child and discipline them without hitting them because you don't want to be beating on somebody else's kids. But you learn how to sit that child down and you find the things that child is interested in. And that's why most nannies are really great with kids, and that's why a lot of children will be excited about the person who's keeping them or are raising them, basically, is because they are doing this, that. They're raising your children. You at work 12, 16, 18 hours, or you out partying and doing whatever, and you've got somebody else taking care of your kids, then at least make sure the person that's taking care of your kids is teaching them, tutoring them, helping them grow, giving them different cultural balances. You know, let your kids start learning another language. Ladies and gentlemen, Spanish is about to take over the U.S. of A. It is about to become the first language, and English is going to be the second. So we need to learn it to give our kids multiple languages. There's nothing wrong with raising your child to be bilingual because that's going to be a plus for them later. Don't be so angry at the way the world is that you end up crippling your child. Okay, you're crippling them with ability. Get internet, pay attention to it, put some control blocks on there, watch with your kids, sit down with your children and work with them. Don't just be trying to do things, watch the game, you know, and letting TV raise them or letting the internet raise them. That's how those kids get in trouble. That's how pedophiles locate your children. That's how they get drawn in because they're paying more attention to them than you are. So as a parent, I know it sounds like I'm kind of getting on the parents here, but what are you doing? What are you doing in order to move forward? Because a lot of people are so focused in their pain is the reason why they're caught up in the TV shows. And it's okay to watch TV, go to the movies, get your entertainment on. That's fine. But do not let it get in your head so much that you lose sight of your purpose and your desires that you would choose to do. Some of the things that we've gone over in the last 6 months, and then we're going to be closing it up, are how to speak with passion, which, as you can hear, I'm pushing through and I'm speaking quickly, but I'm really trying to let you hear how important it is. The information that I'm giving you is so needed. It's free, ladies and gentlemen. I'm offering this absolutely free to you. I take on all the costs. I have to pay for my internet. I have to pay to have my phones. I have to pay to get the equipment that I need in order to offer this information to you. I have to pay to have some of my operating systems that I use in order to keep up with my guest list. So there's things that I take up the expense. And so I just believe that we need to be passionate and be willing to do the work to get where we want to go, because someday I will be where Steve Harvey is or Oprah. You know, I have my own talk show or where you can visually see me. I'm working on it, but I'm not quite there yet. Graphics is very important. Make sure that your design is clean and crisp, that people can read it, that they can pass it on and be willing to share it because it's tasteful. Some people are doing things, you got pictures of people's behind or their cleavage or you got your tongue stuck out. You know, it's not professional, ladies and gentlemen. It's not something that everyone will want on their page. So you want to make sure that your graphics or your logos, your websites are something that will be able to draw your audience, but at the same time, you will be able to get classy people, people who have money, if you're trying to grow a business. Now, it depends on what kind of business you're growing. I know some things will require it to look that way, but let's quit putting our women in this position of that we're these products. You know, you're auctioning us off. Let's stop that. You know, you're not cherishing her as God says that we should be cherished. And I know the enemy is everywhere, but those of you who are claiming to be men and women of God, we need to start living our lifestyles as such. So that includes our websites, our Facebooks, our social medias, all our social medias, our attitude, our appearances, ourselves, webinars that you may want to get on to polish your craft, to learn what it is that you want to do, find out what that gift is, your passion is, even if it's in the workplace. Like I said, if you got a job or even a ministry, there are so many things on YouTube that you can get on, and that's free training, ladies and gentlemen, free. And those of you who are doing network marketing, you're paying for these websites, you're paying for the trainings that they have put together in your back office. Use it. Quit letting it just sit there talking about the company don't care. And they're giving you everything that you need. You've not done the first thing that you need to do. You've not followed the first things that you need to do to get your thing to your business off the ground. Making connections with others who are like-minded. Go to somebody else's event. Go to share and see what they're doing, and then come back and have the same thing at in your space, doing it the way that you and your circle will understand or communicate. Polish your craft. I'm having a two-day webinar workshop in August, and I will be bringing more details to that after July. My July event is July 18th at the Benny Keith Building from 9:30 to 2:30. Factory Connection will be doing our fashion show. Palestine store and the Crockett, Texas store will be in the house, and then Dwight will be bringing and sharing his hairstyles and designs. Super excited about that. And then, of course, if you want to know more or what it is that I do, go to soulrealwithmadeline.wix.com/Madeline-Bass. And then let us grow you today, or you can just Google me. Google me and then just click on the YouTube and see what it is that I have to offer. If there's something that you're interested in, then click the contact button on my website and then inbox me and tell me what it is that you need from me and how I can help you to grow to your next. I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind, and we want you to keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status, and raising your standards. May God bless you, and may He keep you. Have a good night.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be.